Jim, Deb, and Kevin.
I don't think this happens often, but over the weekend, I had a chance to actually lay down on the couch, you know, and have like 15, 20 minutes and have some quiet time.
Yeah, right.
Hayden was in the basement, and my oldest son, who is a freshman, walked up behind me, and actually, I was laying on the couch, had my feet propped up, so laying, you know, long ways, and then he comes over and puts his arms around me from behind. He goes, "Hey, Mom."
Oh,
and
I
said,
"Nice."
"Hey, buddy," and I kind of patted him on the shoulder. And I didn't think anything of it, and he kind of lingered a little longer. And I said, "What you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I just saying hi and love you." And I said, "Oh, love you too, buddy." You know, and I'm thinking, why are you still lingering? You know, but you know, that was nice. Have a nice moment because you don't get that all the time,
right?
Especially at his age. And then finally, he goes to walk away, and then a couple of minutes later, he comes back and he goes, "Oh, what's that on your shoulder?" And as soon as he said that, I looked down and I could see this black, fuzzy looking spider on my shoulder. And of course, we all know I don't like spiders. So I freak out. I go to sit up and I'm like hitting myself on the shoulder, trying to brush it off. And in doing so, I flail my arms around. I smacked myself in the mouth.
Punched yourself in the mouth?
I did. And then Griffin felt terrible when that happened. But then
it was a fake spider.
It was a fake spider.
I should have told you, it was a fake spider. But it was one of those that actually looked fuzzy. You know, fake plastic spider. But my mouth started bleeding. And I thought to myself, of all people, this would only happen to me. You know, I'm trying to get the stupid thing off. It was a prank. And then, of course,
Griffin. It's a great prank. It's a great one.
Yeah, he enjoyed it for about a minute.
Oh, and you're bleeding.
Well,
and
it hurt so bad. About a half an hour later, I had to go to the grocery store. And I was shopping, and it was still throbbing. And, I've never been punched in the mouth. So
well, you have now.
The feeling was like a numb, if you've ever had it happen. Right. It's your face is numb.
Well done, son.
I'll have to admit, the prank itself would have been funny had that not happened. Yeah, because it happened, Mama wasn't very happy.
But see, it's not his fault that you overreacted.
He knows I hate spiders. He knows I overreact. Yeah. I can't help it.
So does it scare spiders if you hit yourself in the mouth?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
He's on my shoulder. Yeah, look, I'm hitting myself.
They hate violence of all kinds.
I mean, it gave me the creeps just to look down and see it that close, thinking it was real. And of course, I ended up injuring myself.
Just think, this is for Halloween. What will he come up with for?
Oh, this is early.
April Fool's.
It's always something.
Yeah.
That's a good kid.
And if it's a live spider, Greg knows I overreact. I told him, I said, if you know someone, and I told Griffin the same thing. Stop it, Kevin. I'm not going to buy it. But he's looking at me like there's something behind me. But I told Griffin the same thing. And when I was upset, I told him later it was funny. But when I was upset, I said, if you know Mom is bothered by that, then that's not funny to me. Don't do that to me.
It's us, though.
I know. But Greg, if it's a live spider, he'll crush it. And then he'll bring the crushed tissue with the spider and, wave it in my face.
Well, you always say, show it to me.
You make it show you from the carcass.
From a distance. I don't need it, all up in my business.
There was one of these little blonde spiders the other day, and she made us show the carcass to her.
Right.
There was no carcass, Deb. It was gone.
It's all
disintegrated.
Because that's
we
what happens.
It.
I'll tell you to go get one. You'll say you will.
Yeah, I got it.
And then that's what you do.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got it, Deb. I got it. But you're lying, and I'm not going to buy into it.
I want to see the body.
So I have to see something
squished
in
the carcass.
Yes.
Griffin.
Great move. I'm very proud of that young boy.
No, I'm not.
Did you take the spider then?
I don't know. I was just so
good. You can use it again.
No, you better not.
Yeah.
This is the one. Remember one morning I got up, because we get up in the middle of the night, got up and went to the restroom, and Greg had placed it the night before on the toilet paper roll.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Well done, boys.
Same spider?
It's the same one.
Well, you got to get a new spider.
I think it came in like a Lego kit one time or something.
Wow. With the mileage you got now, that's fine.